This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The southwest lawn of Prince Alfred Park will be renamed Equality Green to commemorate the historic Marriage Equality Postal Survey announcement. Over 30,000 people gathered in the park to hear the result announcement on November 15th, 2017, with many more gathering to hear the yes announcement across the country. Now, City of Sydney councillors have voted unanimously to rename the lawn at Prince Alfred Park Equality Green to pay permanent homage to the same-sex marriage vote. Victorian State Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, has broken ground on the building site for the long-awaited Victorian Pride Centre, laying a cornerstone for the project. The event marked the start of construction works and coincides with the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York City. The centre will be the first of its kind in Australia and will serve as a hub for LGBTIQ groups, health service providers, youth groups and cultural organisations and will host community events. The Victorian State Government has contributed $15 million towards the project. A proposal has been put forward to the Tasmanian Government calling for an end to involuntary medical interventions performed on intersex children across the state. The proposal, put together by the Tasmania Law Reform Institute, would criminalise performing surgeries to erase the intersex traits of intersex children without their consent. In Australia, only parental consent is currently needed for babies and children born with intersex variations to undergo the sterilising medical interventions. Pride Foundation Australia has announced a round of grants worth $20,000 focusing on supporting LGBTI people living with a disability. Formerly known as the Gay and Lesbian Foundation Australia, PFA announced the joint funding round in partnership with the Sydney Meyer Fund. The funding will be allocated towards projects that aim to improve the well-being of LGBTI people living with a disability, with expressions of interest due to close on August 16, 2019. In the month since becoming the first Asian parliament to legalise same-sex marriage, Taiwan has wed 1,173 same-sex couples. Over the weekend, Taiwan's Ministry of the Interior announced that in its first month of equal marriage, 790 female couples and 383 male couples had tied the knot. Taiwan's parliament became the first in Asia to legalise same-sex marriage last month in a landmark ruling. More than 500 nuptials took place on Taiwan's first official day of marriage equality on May 24. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Athletes like Caster Semenya could be forced to take gender dysphoria tests by the International Association of Athletics Federations. Semenya is currently fighting for her right to run without hormone intervention to lower her testosterone levels, but now IAAF official Stefan Berman has suggested that Semenya and other athletes could undergo outdated psychological evaluations, as he feels they're an important parameter in determining if someone has gender dysphoria. Berman believes if a person says she wants to compete as a woman, she should be delighted to decrease her testosterone levels. Soccer champ Megan Rapinoe has doubled down on her refusal to visit the White House as the administration doesn't share the core values of the US women's soccer team. Rapinoe made headlines this week when asked if she was excited about the visit, saying, "I'm not going to the effing White House," causing President Donald Trump to unleash a tweet storm at her and accuse her of being unpatriotic. In a recent press conference, Rapinoe says she stands by the comments and would encourage her teammates to think hard about the platform they have and lending that platform to an administration that doesn't fight for the same things. And finally, rugby player Israel Folau is set to take his unfair dismissal case to federal court after failing to reach a settlement with Rugby Australia. Folau, who believes his dismissal amounts to religious discrimination, says he will continue to stand up for the freedom of all Australians and thanked everyone for their support.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.